Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Away from the 7-6 Browns hosting the 8-4-1 Cincinnati Bengals at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. Of course, the game will be on Fox, and they are thrilled to have it, as it will be the debut of Johnny Manziel. The Browns looking to sweep the season series against the Bengals for the first time since 2002. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius with you here for this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And here it is. It's Call Your Shot Friday, as always, 216-578-0850. Now, we've been doing contests. We've been doing giveaways for you. This one is huge. We have the biggest giveaway in the history of CBD.
Huge!
And it is happening today. That means today, when you call up and call your shot, give us the final score of the game, you are also going to let us know Johnny Manziel's total yards, passing plus rushing. Total yards, and we're going to get a list when you call up. Give your email to our producer if you're going to be involved in this, and we will follow up. The winner will win an Xbox One.
What?
That's right, an Xbox One, perfect for the holiday season. So that's it. Dog Pound, it's because you're passionate, you're loyal, and you're loud, and we're thanking you all week long with giveaways. As again, my friends at Microsoft have provided me an Xbox One to give away to the lucky listener who gets Johnny Manziel's total yards right. Visit Microsoft.com for all your holiday shopping needs. Good luck, Dog Pound. We're going to get this done.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to enter right now.
You want
now.
To enter?
I know we're not
I don't
able
know.
To
we'll
participate.
See. We'll see. If you get it right on the dot, I mean, it's going to be hard to get away from you.
It
you
is.
Know what I'm saying?
I know people who know people who know people.
I'd rather read a book. I'm just kidding.
You'd rather read a book than play it? You could probably read a book on an Xbox
That's
One.
Right.
You can Skype
can read the book
on it.
To you
can get Netflix. You could read the book to you. You could get anything you want. It's full service. And from our good friends at Microsoft.com. So that's our big Call Your Shot giveaway today. What are your expectations? I'm going to be honest. This is the most excited I've ever been for a Browns game. It really is. I'm fired up because I don't know exactly what I'm going to see. I have a very positive feeling about it, but I'm going to see something that is going to be riveting, and it is going to be entertaining no matter what happens out there with Johnny Manziel.
It's like reality TV. You know, you tune in, you know, regardless of what happens, you just can't change the channel. You know, you're stuck in the drama that is Johnny Manziel.
You know, the people that sit there and talk about the drama that's associated with Johnny Manziel, you'd be hard-pressed not to tune into this game for one reason. There's something about this guy that people are drawn to, and whether it's good or bad, they're drawn to him, and I'm hoping that it's for the good this week and that we get to see why the Browns took him in the first round, and we'll see what the hype's all about. But I really do believe Johnny, he creates an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere in the Dog Bowl right now. There's going to be an atmosphere in the stadium on Sunday. There's something about that guy that it's weird. It's hard to explain.
And there's an energy in the locker room. Last night on the Coach Penn show, we had a remote. Taylor Gabriel was there, and he said in practice there's just a little bit more energy. You can feel it. He's come out, and he has been assertive. He's taken command. Everybody's been impressed with what he's done in terms of his studying, in terms of his knowledge of the verbiage, running the offense, and where he's at. And they said he's certainly the one difference that they noticed right away is the spin on the ball and how quickly the ball gets on you. They said, you know, obviously when you're the backup, you're not throwing it nearly as much as the starter. His arm is fresh, and he is slinging it around the yard.
That's awesome. That fits it in some tight windows, and I think, again, works to our advantage where, you know, we understand what we're going to get from the Bengals, and, you know, something that Brian Hoyer lacked was ball placement and accuracy, and I think in some cases that deep ball, which so many people have said this week, you know, Johnny Manziel throws a very accurate deep ball.
If you look at what you just said there, what they're doing in practice right now, these guys are excited. It's because the weight has been lifted off of everybody's shoulders. You no longer have to answer who should be the quarterback. The answer is the answer now. It's Johnny Manziel. We're going to move forward with him, and along with it, now guys are going to probably pick their step up just because they've been alleviated of the question that's been plaguing this team for the past few month or two, for that matter.
No question, and it's exciting. There's excitement. You want to see that happen. You want to see this offense get around and see what happens, and you want to see what Johnny Manziel, the Sparky, can provide. We got a glimpse of it in Buffalo, and we'll hear a little bit from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, from the Mike Pettine Show last night. That'll be at 1:30. At 2, we'll have Friday Forecast with the Kid. 2:30, Jeff Hobson from the Bengals.com to help preview this game, as we've got a loaded show, but really it's going to be all about, you know, you calling your shot. And again, you have an opportunity to win an Xbox One from our good friends at Microsoft.com when you give us the final score and Johnny Manziel's total yardage stat line this Sunday. This is a big game for the Browns. They're going to need to win all three to stay alive. It starts by winning one. Mike Pettine said that the only way to get to 3-0 is to be 1-0. And Matt, when you look at this game, what are the keys that you see for the Browns to get the victory on Sunday?
The keys to me are our ability to run the football, and also, too, on the flip side, our ability to stop their rushing attack, because we know the type of game that Andy Dalton can play and play versus the Browns and Joe Hayden and Buster Screen in this defense, as we saw earlier in the season, when you make him one-dimensional. And I think that's something that I look forward to so much, in fact, that I actually have my Johnny Manziel total yardage at this point right now, and a lot of it has gone into it. I'm not looking for an explosion from Johnny Manziel, because I believe that our rushing attack is going to be something we're going to hang our hat on, so that Johnny Manziel doesn't have to feel as if he has to do too much or press, because this is his first start. He wants to put on a show, but he can put himself in bad situations against, again, very very hungry Cincinnati Bengals team that is in the lead of our division.
Offensively, yes. If we're looking at this whole thing, this is going to sound cliche, but I'd like to see the Browns and Johnny Manziel start fast for one reason. I think if this guy can build some momentum up early, I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a fun four quarters. But if you look at it, we've got to do the things we have not been able to do the last few weeks. We've got to convert on third down. We've got to protect the ball. We can't turn that ball over. We've got to be accurate with our passing. We've got to make the big home run pass when we get the opportunity. So, again, it seems like a lot of things, but if we can make it somewhat simplistic for Johnny and go out there and give him every opportunity to build a little bit of momentum early, I really do think that guy is just going to – he's going to make it a fun Sunday for the Cleveland Browns.
I think it is going to be a fun Sunday, and you talked about starting fast, and it's very important against this Bengals team, because one thing they have not been good at this season is coming from behind. They have not won when they trailed at halftime. They have not won after trailing after the third quarter. So if the Browns can jump on them, then they have an opportunity to put this game away early on a team that has struggled, as I've said, to come back this season. Because I think when you look at them, they remind me very much of the Browns, in a sense. When you put the game completely in Andy Dalton's hands and you take away their ground game, they are not good. When you go ahead and let them run all over you and establish that ground game, they're very good. 7-0-1 when rushing for 100 net yards this season. That says it all to me, because that means when they don't run for 100 yards, doing the math, they're 1-4. That's the key. Stop them from running the football.
Exactly. They're just a confident unit, and I think the same way, you know, Brian Hoyer, as you said, was very successful when his rushing attack, and he's able to draw those pauses from the defense based around his fakes and the play action fake, because there is a threat of run. Andy Dalton cannot beat you in shotgun, you know, on second and third down throwing, when you can mix and match coverages, and also to bring pressure from all across the board.
And going to the offensive side of the ball, you know, somebody like Johnny right now, where I think it's going to benefit our defense, even if we can't go down the field and score on certain series during the game, at least having Johnny back there, and when we're pinned deep in our territory and we've got to get that ball somewhat to midfield to change that field position and give the opportunity to our defense to hold them back there and just kind of play that field position game, I think the running game alone with Johnny Manziel is going to be something a little bit different than we've seen in weeks past, for one reason. That thing is just going to – he's just going to create some field opportunities for us.
He is, and he's going to open the field and hopefully open it for the running game. I expect that we're going to see some more, you know, read option principles. We're going to see some more pistol, more shotgun, get Johnny Manziel away from center. Hoyer was under center about 2/3 of the time. I don't think Johnny Manziel will be under center that often. I do think that he will be more than people expect, but I think you'll get him in situations that he's comfortable with. And now the game plan has been catered for Johnny Manziel. And that's what I think is exciting to see, because this will be the first time we've ever seen a game plan built around his strengths. It'll be the first time we've seen a defense game plan to stop him as well. Justin Gilbert, the other first-round pick of the Browns, had his first big play of his NFL career, the pick six last week. Great athletic catch, then a great run to get it in the end zone. And you guys know this, when you're a rookie, you come in with big expectations. You don't really live up to them for much of the season. Can that one play be a turning point? Because when I talked to him, he said, I finally feel like myself again. And do you need that confidence to know you can do it at this level sometimes to get over that hump?
Oh, I think Justin's probably put a lot of pressure on himself since the beginning of the season. And it doesn't help when, you know, you're not doing certain things that you should be doing as a pro. But one certain play, again, when he intercepts the ball, he scores. I think they're momentum boosters. And again, when you're able to make a big play and make a difference for your team, it starts to build that confidence in you. And as a rookie, it's hard. It's hard to tap in and do things the right way consistently all the time, because there is a little bit of a learning curve that goes along with it. Justin, obviously, he's kind of had to kind of figure the waters out, if you will. He's had to kind of break the storm off and figure off what he wanted to do and how to do it the right way. So Justin has done a good job of staying the course and being able to pick the ball off, change it, and I think it builds momentum for him. I think it gives him an opportunity to move forward here with a clear conscience.
Is it like when you're struggling in basketball and you just got to get yourself to the line? If your shot's off, you get to the line, get a free throw, see the ball go in the basket, and then you can kind of get back in your rhythm.
It definitely does, and I think more so than anything, him making that play and the magnitude of that play, albeit in a loss to the Indianapolis Colts, it's also too about acceptance by the players in the locker room, because I know the way the teams that I was a part of and then I became, you know, of that thinking was every year you draft guys, you know, first through seventh round, but you're always very critical of those first and second round picks because those are the guys that are supposed to make an immediate impact. And for Justin Gilbert up to this point, his impact has been so small. So the acceptance of him in the locker room, not as a person, but as a player, has been kind of like, you know, in the back of our heads. But when he steps up and makes a play like that, he starts bringing up, you know, well, can he do it again? And develop that consistency like, you know, Michael Rega and I talked about that coaches want. But also, too, the veterans in this locker room want that consistent play, not that up extremely high and then an extreme low from a week-to-week standpoint. They want to be able to rely on him, and he is yearning for that acceptance in that locker room simply by being the eighth overall pick and making plays to help this football team win.
No question.
The thing that's really tough for him, too, is you have a bunch of guys on that in the defensive backfield that have been playing very high-quality football. So, again, when Justin makes a mistake, he's under that
it's
microscope.
It's
magnified by a bunch. For the simplistic reason that everybody else on that football field in the defensive backfield has been playing hella football. They've been doing a really good job of doing their job, creating turnovers, knocking balls down, and stopping the opponent offense.
And listen, when a quarterback knows Joe Hayden's out there, Buster Screen playing well, and they see Gilbert, they're gonna test the rookie.
Of course they are.
Mike Penn said it's going to be raining footballs. With Kaywan Williams not expected to play, when the team goes to nickel, Buster Screen will slide inside, and you are going to get Justin Gilbert outside on Mohamed Sanu, I think, quite a bit in this game. So this is going to be a big test for him, and we'll see where the young rookie is. All right, we're going to get out of your way, so when we come back, we'll get into Call Your Shot Friday. Final score. Do the Browns win, and total yards for Johnny Football. Passing plus rushing. Whoever gets that right will win an Xbox One, courtesy of our friends at Microsoft.com.
Who wants that Xbox?
Who wants it? Give a Call Your Shot. I think the kid could go. Cleve TA on Twitter just said he thinks the kid's going to go 450 total yards. I think he could go 1,000. I think he could go for Johnny Manziel.
Him
and his cape. We'll find out at 2 o'clock, though, when the kid joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.